Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Webaza Mukama atwongedde akaseera akalala mukubirawo kwe.
We thank God he has added us another time in his presence.
Waliwo abuuza.
Someone is asking.
Buuzi nga tegagira bulungi.
The voice does come out well.
Amasanyalaze getwina. Matini nnyo.
The electricity we have is very minimal.
Naye bw'oba osobola okuwulirawo oli.
But if you can hear where you are, mu maaso. Let's proceed on.
Yes. Waliwo atawulira.
Anyone who does not hear, we all hear. Let's proceed on.
Before
we just hear the word, yes, we shall praise the next time. But still we remain praising.
We
remain praising God for his great works as you keep his commands, the laws and the judgments, and you hold them. You would have done a praise which is worthy.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Webaza Mukama.
We thank the Lord.
Olwa kaseera akalungi katwongedde.
For the good time he has added us.
Kubeerawo okwe bulijjo. Era nga tumanyi.
And we know.
Tujja kubeera naye ennaku zonna.
We shall be with him all the days.
Bw'aba atukkiriza mu mpya ze nga leero.
When he accepts us, it quotes us today.
Kitegeeza.
It means.
Ategekera okubeera naye ennaku zonna.
He prepares us to be with him all the days.
Bwabaki akuwadde amaanyi.
If he's still giving you strength.
Osobole okubeera mu kubeerawo okwo.
That you can be in his presence.
Wakati mu nsi ejjudde okutegana.
In the midst of the world filled of toilings.
Nokkiriza.
And you accept.
N'owummuza okutegana.
And you rest down the toilings.
N'ogamba kantuule wano ngotuufu.
Let me really sit down here.
Kubanga waliwo agamba.
Because there is one who says.
Sina na budde.
And someone has no time. The world is chasing them. But as they chase it, you know it is rotating. Now it too rotates you. You grow dizzy with work. And it shows you that you don't have even time to sit in the presence of God. And it gives you very many programs. And it rests you falling in hell, suffering all days. But is that really resting? Almost does not rest you at all. You were here laboring and toiling. Time to sit just with the counsel of God is once for 3 hours.
And
you see, it is not there. But there it has held you. It has held you that the world. And you lack the time for God. And it is wiser so much than you. The troubles of the world, they are more wiser than you. All the time you will never overcome them. Only those who overcome, they are one who can give God time. They alone reach and they overcome the world and they become wiser than it. Understanding
and get
more counsel, because out there it has counsel every time there are deals. And there is no way it fails to draw you in different ways.
It's
so powerful in drawing you and your attention. Only those who sit in the castle of God's
words,
they alone can gain the power over it. And they overcome it. And it's everything born of God. It overcomes the world. And they get knowledge about it. And then they hold. And they hold that. And they get it from the driver's seat. You take it from the driver and you sit there. And you put it in the conductor's seat. You tell it, you be on the door. If I don't stop, you don't open. But many of those who are there, the world, it's the one the driver seat. They are on the conductor side, it drives them. stands on every stage of the world. The stage of alcohol, it stands.
Stage
of smoking cocaine, the fornication, adultery, it's there. Everywhere
there's
the world make you stop there.
Not kaubio emizimu joti sewo na ibikorobero.
Pack demons and evils from there.
Mukwe gomba we naone kuyimiriza
atao. You stop and go there.
Yenyini we baye kuvuga
obo we. It's what drives you are finished.
Nebo maro jifuna ko musana je kutwara.
Get light where it takes you.
Noje gambo raba kati.
If you tell it you'd see now.
Ugenda koma wanunze nje yongera.
Going to end here me I'm proceeding on.
Then no vuga kubanga.
Be made to drive because.
Nje nje ino tuka mbura mbuta
kwa. I still need to reach the eternal life.
Sino kwe gomba kwa hebu genda koma wanu.
The desires will end here.
Emu inza kukumvuga.
You cannot drive me. Yes.
Anytime
it drives you, it has more light than you. It takes you wherever it wants. And I can see that the world holds a great understanding over you.
It
has much light of its knowledge through which it drives you. And it sees where it takes you. In hell. And you have to prove that you fear it. More than you fear a thing. You think most rich people fear what most? Getting poor. Even the poor. They fear poverty, they say. It's a lion.
Yet,
Satan is the lion who moves
it.
The world confused them.
It has proved
you bow to it, you fear it much.
If they call you,
now we are going to receive money and the second hour you run quick.
What
said that? Second hour sharp, you're there.
Now
the
time
for fellowship will be 9th hour, you will see.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My mind.
Yeah, it tells
you, how dare you obey such things? When you got saved, you got foolish. Now you close the shop, going to hear God. Yet remember, you opened it from the morning up to the 10th hour. You are working.
Then
you're going to close, come here for fellowship. You go at the second hour. You go open. The world tells you,
customer,
that time, customer, it's time for them to come. You're there, communicate with it, yet you do not know. You think you have plans.
But
spirit, you cannot plan more than the world. It's also so weak.
And
it has to prove that it's your master. You sleep thinking of it, you wake up thinking about it.
You,
a person who thinks of
most,
you must be your boss or your beloved. See the world even captured lovers. The person forget to think of the husband. Yes. And they think the business.
Or
the nails are going to make the hair. Yes. If they are canceled their time of going to make their hair, don't you think the world even captures love? You give it love. You reach in the team of faith that the love of the world is the root of evil. Love of money. Even though they don't remember,
he
get me from your bondage. The program I
made
make here at the second hour, the man of the nails is leaving me. This one is still, you first come. You first come. I first come what? They are in love with the world. And it's their master.
Uh-huh.
Yes. The wife said, you sit with her, speak. The deal is passing me.
Ah.
But who has overcome? We are going to go to standard passages. I want us to chat about this.
But
when
you read
in the 1 John, chapter 5,
he says,
everything born of God, it overcomes the world. But have you overcome? Now you escape from it, you're here. It is targeting you when you get out of that gate. You have escaped. And you know how you had double faults today, you wouldn't have gone. And you escaped. You came. And they say, have taken ownership for me in this time. It waits you right at the gate. They have locked them in an hour. When
it reach, they
will no more understand what we preach. They came and told them, come back at the first hour and a half minutes past.
And
when it clocked, you see, they no more understand what is moving on. The one was writing randomly, the notes are clear. When you turn, you look at them. You see them writing rough. They are no more here. You see, they move. You ask who is a thief who is neighboring you here. And the master says, I told you 1.5 hours, what are you doing here anymore? Does it usually happen on you?
And
your master, the time he gave you, said before God, it's over. 1.5 hours, they lock you as it clocks. No more understand what we preach.
When
you feel a spirit, are we together? Yeah, that those were no more with us. Yes. Now you have to prove that the world, you are wiser than it. When we speak of the world,
read in
the 1 John chapter 2, verse 14, you enter verse 17, you will see that world, the lusts of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of this life, and the things like those, and it became your master. And you even committed adultery, you left, departed from the Lord. According to James 4, verse 4. Yes. But how can the world be wiser than you? Because now some women delay because of hair. Yes. And the world has come wiser than them.
Say,
you full branch in this saloon, they make your hair. You will go later in the fellowships of God. And God is the last resort. Yes.
Run
from your home and your plans have to first go to saloon and here and they branch here. They
said that
it's 10th hour, but I will be caught. But there's a point the world is wiser than you. It is the point, understand it can connect. It connects you for the wrong time. You see, time has caught you. And you know it's gotten understanding than you. Have you understood its tricks? There's a point that world is more in castle than you. The last of it, the things in it. And it gives you castle. Programs of it is what you move by. There's a point it's more powerful than you. Today you watch that film, you finish it.
Don't go.
You will go the next time. But You have to overcome it. If you become a child of God, everything with the word of God, it overcometh that world. Overcomes its wisdom, its understanding, its counsel, its power, its knowledge, even the fear it strikes you with, even to become Lord over you. Because
this
one you confess Jesus is Lord. But to get that your master and you leave the Lord God Almighty. You know he said he got the world put within you after you overcome it. And indeed he is your Lord. But if the world still takes you up,
Jesus,
not yet your master though you spoke on him on your mouth, but the heart is far, it's right in the world. Praise Jesus much.
But
we want to move on again. Praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and the Bible reader teacher Jacob, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We bless in this ministry of the full knowledge of God, again to move rich unto you. God is a standard strategy
for
fulfilling his worldwide promised call, and we are still moving on.
It's
the sixth standard strategy of God, which is known as the harvesters of spirits, to take them from this world, to take them to heaven. And these ones, they work in the two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Those
we've come getting explained of in the Holy Scriptures. And when we began to see on the eight departments
which
make up the two God's heavenly governments on the earth, and every government in it are eight departments.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. And we are still moving on.
We're
concluding the eight departments,
which
make up God's heavenly government in the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we are still moving on. The department of the teaching priests in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We got explained much as we based in the Second Chronicles, chapter 15, and the verse 3. And he says, for a long time, Israel had not a true God,
is
not teaching priests, and there were no laws.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. First, God explained those 4 points. For a long time, they are long to which
far,
in their 1,000 years,
times
2.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
there is no true God, but there were gods who never created heaven and earth, the fallen angels, and there is no teaching priests.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because the teaching priest, the teaching priest, they have responsibility to reveal the fullness of God, the presence of God, even the works of his hands.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Then the other, and they do not have the laws, not that they were not there, but they had abolished the commandments of God, the laws, the judgments, statutes, and the ordinances of God, and they set up human commands, and those humans, they were guided by Satan. Praise Jesus man.
So
able to get explained all those, and we began on the heading saying,
bakabona abayigiriza
that the teaching priest
oba kabona ayigiriza
or the teaching priest
ayigirizibwa katonda ayigiriza okugasa
taught by God who teaches how to profit
okuyita mu ntambula ez'omwoyo
through the spiritual transports
okuli yorimu
whether is the urim
okuli samimu
the famim
okuli okuchusibwa
the trans or transfiguration
okuli okwolesebwa
whether is the vision
ebiroto
the dreams
awamu ne azotals
even the azotals
yes yebazibwe
praise yo. Jesus man
so twagala okulabikanga tweyongerayo
so we want to move on
wasobodde okutegeera
we are able to understand
ntifena
that we all
ekigendwa kya Katonda
the intention of God
kya kutufura bakabona
is to make us into priests
bakabona abatukuvu
the holy priests
eranga achusa dano omusayigwa
it even changes our blood
we twazalibwamu
that we born through
okutaligwa bwakabona
it is not of the priesthood but the blood of evils
natu tu so musayogu
and it changes that blood
natu amogwa yesu
and gives us that of Jesus which speak better words
ogobwa kabona obutukuvu
that of the holy priesthood
wenda gani mpia
of the new testament
tushoboro kuweleza
that we can minister
no musayogu ogere birungi
is the blood speak better words
yesu yebasibwe
praise Jesus
man iranga imitenda jo namu kama mwatu yisa
all criteria God passes through
afubu okulanga tujizibwa musayogu obwa kabona
Christ to see we filled the blood of the priesthood
musayo mutukuvu
holy blood
musayo kuogere birungi
the blood speak better words
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus man
so to okusinga nyo lero
so most of all today
twagala kulabwe tubera nentambulezo ezomwoyo
we want to see how we have those three spiritual transports
okusobola okulabika Katonda ayitamu okutuyigiriza
that God passes through them to teach us
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus man
abantu wagambiddwa
as we were told
ntikatonti kabona obaba kabona abayigiriza
that the teaching priest
bayigirizibwa Katonda ayigiriza okugasa
they are taught by God to teach how to profit
okuyita mu ntambula ez'omwoyo
passing through the spiritual transports
okuli yurim
whether is the urim
samimu
famim
okuchusibwa
the trance
okwolesebwa
the vision
ebiroto
the dreams
awamu ne azotals
even the azotals
yes yebazibwe
praise you. Jesus much
lwachi Katonda bayagala kuzimbe mwesongeyo
why does God want to build in you that issue
kubanga twategedde bulunji
because we understood well
timubirebyo
that in those days
wabirawo Katonda
there is no God
owa mazima mu bantu
true God in the people
era twabirawo kabona ayigiriza
there is no teaching priest
nga kijja kwetagisa
and it will need
Katonda yennyini okulonda omuntu oyo mu bantu
himself to choose out that passed from the human beings
yes okamwe yigiririze
that he may teach him himself
then ya kwatagane noyo gwaronzi
after connect with the one he has chosen
agende atayigirize amawanga
and he go to teach the nations
agafura abayigirizwa gonna
turn all them into disciples
yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus man
banga bibere bironga tewali
for the seasons that there is no
amazima pasikatigaba
in the midst of people
era nikabona uyo ngataliwo
even that priest is not there
kitegeza inamuro dabulonzo kuva mu bantu
means he has to choose from the people
naso kamwe yigiririza
he first teach him by himself
nga obujjuwa omusana gwekigambo ki
as the goodness of light of his word is
atunde okatonombyo mirembe tulabe
let's get back to the chronicles we see
ebyo mirembe ekyokubiri esule ye 15 n'olunyiriro olwokusatu
second chronicles chapter 15 verse 3
ere biro bingi Isirayiri nga talina Katonda w'amazima era nga talina kabona ayigiriza era nga talina mateeka
now for a long time Israel has been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without the law.
Hey,
yes.
It will be inji.
For a long time
Israel obe kanisa.
Israel or the church.
Ngatefuna teina Katonda wa
mazima. And it has not a true God.
Umasekatigayo
in its midst.
Aruba Katonda abali wao.
There are gods who are there.
Abata yinza kuyigiriza kugasa.
Who can never teach to prophets.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Orwensongera twabirawo kabona ayigiriza.
The reason still there is no teaching priest.
Itegeza.
It means
nti wabate wali ngeri yonna.
There is no anywhere.
Katonda jaina kushitula muntu
God has to lift up someone
nga mutumide aba elio muntu omulala
and he sent him to the other person
kubanga wabera tewali
for there is no that person
kidigeza Katonda
it means God
aba ino kuvaya ayekwatemu omulimu ogu
has to come involve himself in that work
era chovola Bible yegamba
that's why Bible says
nti atulanga anonyo omusajja
that he looks seeking for the man
omu kazi
or a woman
anayizo kuimira mu kituli
who will be able to stand in the gap
nga tamulaba
and he does not see that person
na yeshinga aba mulabye
but if he has seen him
singa aba mulabye
if he has seen that person
kidigeza agena mukwata yekenyine amutandike ko mutegeka
get him himself begin to prepare him.
Wanga bwati bwayogera mwezeke.
This is what he said to Ezekiel.
Ezekieri esula eyabiri mwebiri n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi asatu.
Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30.
Nenonya omusajja mu bo eyandiddabiriza olukomera n'ayimirira mu kituli ekiwaguddwa mu maaso gange ku lw'ensi nemu okugizikiriza naye ne siraba n'omu.
And I sought for a man among them that should build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none.
Asatu mulumu.
Verse 31.
Kyenvudde mbafukako okunyiiga kwange mbamazeewo n'omuliro ogw'obusungu bwange ndese ku mutwe gwabwe ekkubo lyabwe bo, bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda.
Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God. Yes. And he sought for the man
who
can stand to build the wall, even to block the breaches, stand for God. But he never saw him. Then he's going to add unto the world his wrath.
And
can leave it to immorality and morality to finish it, consume it.
Ends
everyone who unclothed the body ends in hell. I request to repeat Ezekiel.
Ezekiel esura eyamakumi abiri mwebiri n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi asatu.
Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30.
Nenonya omusajja mu bo eyandiddaabiriza olukomera n'ayimirira mu kituli ekiwaguddwa mu maaso gange ku lw'ensi nemu okugizikiriza naye ne siraba n'omu.
And I sought for a man among them that should build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Yes.
Anonya izo kuimira
ukuru. He seeks for one who can stand for his sake.
Azimba olukomera.
To build the wall.
Kumawanga.
Upon nations.
Azibe bituli.
To block the gaps.
Satani mwabadde ayita.
Where Satan has been passing.
Ukusanya wa mawanga.
To destroy the nations.
Omuntu oyo nabula.
And that person he fails to be seen.
Wabula singa abeera amulabye.
But if he has seen that person.
Kubanga asinziira mu ggulu.
Because he bases in heaven.
N'atunula eno okunoonya.
And he looks here to seek in the children of men. According to what we speak. In the Psalms 11. Verses 1.
Agamba what?
He says like this.
Psalms
chapter 11 from verse 1.
Mukama gwe nesiga, mugamba mutye meme yange nti, dukira ku lusozi lwammwe ng'ennyoni.
In the Lord put I my trust. How say you to my soul? Flee as a bird to your mountain. Verse 2.
Kubanga laba abayi batega omutego bateekateeka akasale ku lugoye balasize mu nzikiza abalina omutima ogw'amazima.
For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may secretly shoot at the upright in heart. Verse 3.
Obanga emisingi gizikirizibwa, kiki omutuukirivu ky'ayinza okukola?
If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous one do?
Olinnya olw'okuna.
Verse 4.
Mukama ali mu yeekaalu y'entukuvu. Mukama entebe ye eri mu ggulu. Amaaso ge galaba abaana b'abantu ebikolwa bye okubigeza.
The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the children of men. Verse 5.
Mukama ageza abatuukirivu, naye omubi n'oyo ayagala eby'amaanyi emmeeme ye bakyawa.
The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and he that loveth violence, his soul hates. Yes.
Asinzireyo mu ggulu.
He bases there in heaven.
N'agezesa emyoyo mingi.
And he tests many spirits.
N'anoonya.
And he seeks.
Ani anasobola?
Who will be able?
Era abantu ku nsi.
And people on the world.
Ababeeramu ensigo etya Katonda.
Those who have a seed to fear God.
Besiŋŋana nga balina ebigezo bye bayitamu.
They find themselves, they have tests they are passing through.
Naye ng'ebigezo bye bayitamu.
But those tests they pass through.
Mwanoonya.
Through them he seeks.
Abo baagenda ofuula bakabona.
Those is going to make into priests.
Era amalya bafuule bakabona abayigiriza.
After he makes them into teaching priests.
Naye mu namba yaabwe ng'abalonda.
But in their number as he chooses them.
Alondamu oyo agenda sukkuluma anaasooka oku.
He choose out the one who will exceed and he will be taught direct.
That
they can work together with God in this work.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But many times it really appears.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because he says, that one man I saw for 1,000, but in the woman I never saw. It usually appears hard. Let's read, we see. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 25.
Nachuka. Omutima gwange ne nkakasa okumanya. Mubulize esuula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu omunaana.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 28.
Emmeeme yange kyekyanoonya naye sinnakiraba. Omusajja omu mu lukumi gwe nalaba naye omukazi mu abo bonna gwe sirabanga.
Which yet my soul seeks, but I find not. One man among 1,000 have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found. Yes. You know when he seeks,
and
joins the 1,000 he has tested very well. Let's say in the entire world, he first tests all us who have the seed of fear of God in us. And the entire world finished the best he has.
I know
he has 1,000.
Orukumi,
1,000
orwabakazi
of women.
Orukumi,
and 1,000
orwabasajja
of men.
Kakati nawa nagamba kati kunkumi biri.
After he says that on these 2,000,
njagalamu omusajja n'omukazi.
I want out a man and a woman. Yes.
On
1,000 of women, they were not found one, but still them two are
elects.
Now on the men, he finds out one. On that 1,000, one he can handle and part in him the ways of the spiritual transport, where there is the Urim, where there is the Thummim, the trance, where there is the vision, where there are dreams,
the Azotas.
And he begins to prepare him that he can get worthy of that work.
It
usually takes a great problem. And in the midst of the world, we find ourselves. And we have generations where there is no teachings there.
And
there is no person who challenges those who are there in their generations that they need to know God, and that they need most to know the word of God. They are there as if they are in the word until God sends you a person and makes you to appear to be really in the word. But they are there as if they strive, they are not striving, as if they think of God much, as if they think of things. To say,
it's
a fight in the midst of children of men. And when he speaks in Micah, he says that many times, when he
sees
that he will commit this to this one, this one wants to kill the other.
If
I give them a congregation, lead it, that one will murder or kill all of them. That one reaches ahead, they will turn against me. You see the problem he finds? Now you might be there saying, but God, I was there prepared myself indeed. I was there yearning for you.
And said,
it's true, you were among the 1,000. I wanted out one who will bear the 1,000, prepare them well. And
he
exceeded with qualities those required. You know, when we reach the department of the priest, there we have taken long there. Others say, why is it like that? All the rest
study
one day summarize them. But here is very important.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's see Micah chapter 7. Let's start from verse 1. Micah chapter 7 from verse 1.
Zinsanze kubanga mfanana ngalo bamalo okulonda emmere yonna ennungi ngeza bibu ezerebwa mu lusuku tewakyali kirimba ekyokulya Ememe yange yegombe tini esoko okwengera.
Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape grain of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruits.
Yes.
You know, when God called the prophet Micah, he told him, you see, when I'm choosing, you are like harvest remaining in the garden, there's nothing to choose out. Yes. Because you have exceeded and been the best part.
I've
chosen it because
just
because you are the one Bema.
See,
me too, they have chosen. You repeat this verse. Micah chapter 7, verses 1.
Kubanga mfanana nga lwe bamala okulonda emmere yonna ennungi.
Lwe bamala okulonda emmere yonna ennungi.
When they have gathered all the summer fruits,
kati ebisigalidde awo,
now the rest there,
birumonde rumonde,
those potatoes rotten. To say,
of course,
God called him.
Levels,
a person he wants to call. And
indeed,
it does not fall there. Brethren, we are not usually worthy.
We were.
Most of the time, we are not worthy. And when he speaks in Corinthians, he says, look to your calling. Not many honorables, not many land, not many rich, and the many others.
So
we're choosing. But there is a great work to be done. And God to be able in the thousand is gathered in the entire world. To get out one. To exceed all the rest. This one will be able to bear the teachings by God. And teach him direct. Because God can ask you qualities you cannot
understand.
For this is spoke with them. But they say, look at me. You have just chosen me. Those who should have been left of us. Let us repeat, we say. Micah chapter 7, verses 1.
Zinsanze. Kubanga mfanana nga lwe bamala okulonda emmere yonna ennungi. Ng'ezzabbibu ezeerebwa mu lusuku, tewakyali kirimba ekyokulya. Ememe yange yeegomba ettiini esooka okwengera.
Woe is me, for I am when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleaming of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruits. Verse 2.
Omwegendereza abuze mu nsi. So tewali mugolokofu mu bantu. Bonna bateega okuyiwa omusaayi. Bayiga buli muntu muganda we n'ekitimba.
The godly man has perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. Yes. You know, God told him, you see, I've seen a godly person,
here,
but I've not found one. You too.
I've
just chosen.
Have
you seen where trouble was?
It received it
as the first fruit. If I did not corrupt myself last time, after God will reveal to you your calling, you reach and say, I wish last time I'd never jeered that person.
You
know why I refuse to fill your knowledge? Last time you jeered this person. When years have passed, you fight to be filled
with
knowledge. You want special anointing.
No,
why you go to Canaan, Moses? Last time you struck the rock when I told you to speak with it.
But
you've not yet known.
And
the stubbornness you do if you knew where it heads you to, you wouldn't have done it.
kubogenda tuka ngo weta agamu
mire yo kumanya point you want him finish knowledge for you
weta agamare ya mafuta
ngole finish anointing for you
mafuta agenja
u special anointing
ugambe sinza
tells you I cannot lose it
umanyirwa
you know why
dukira ere mabigo
mbade
nkuteke kanga tulwa na
ruwani I prepared you as I fought with you
nkola bwot
and you did this to me
no
build here
katogenda
now you're not going to Canaan
kumawano kusozi
end on the mountains
lengera yoko
la look there and see
ugena tuka nga weta agamanyi gakatuna manji
ninyo the power of God
ugena kutuka weta agamageza agatopiza agechigamo
wisdom topped up of the words
ago okutegero kutopiza
understanding topped up
kati
now
bolongo
the stubbornness
kuanga ndo natatswa kuwa ngatoli mwegendele
God cannot give you when you're not godly
efujo lo nalio badoko loja kulye jusona kulu
stubbornness you have been doing you'll regret it one day what I request you is one thing
ngonade ke kuba mubwa kabona
if you be prepared to the priest
atonda kuzime mu yuli muye
God to build you his urim
akuzime mu samimuye
build you his thummim
akuzime mu
he build in you
connection ya ya yokuchusibwa
connection of the trance
akuzime mu
build in you
connection yokuolisibwa
connection of the vision
kwange zote kwa kuba mugwete zimaraga jetyo
must be in you
kwa system ya kuzime
they don't just come you must have built the system in you
akati gwenno muganda wange
now you my brethren
ujatuke eri
you reach there
agame na era de nakuita na yoli moteni adireke eri
no I called you
ori mubikunguru ebisigalido obusigalira
in the harvest which have remained left of us
sina chakora gwali wo tugende
naera
nawe sigala sambura nayo mukubikulirwa konna
you two are not move with you in all of
this
that threatened me
ningamba katonda
I said God
njatuka negombo okubikulirwa ngatompa
say be revealed you don't give you revelation
hivi wanyi wao
let me give up on sin
Yeah.
Yes.
Otuka ngo yakalo yogere na ye.
You reach you want to speak with him?
Akugame yuli muyange nali na jenateka mugwe.
Tells you my real my foot in you. I limited it.
Waruye otaina kuomboza.
Yeah, you shouldn't ask from me.
Nenga weta gabi kubulire.
Desperately need him tell them to you.
Mm.
Yes.
Ehe. Kakati munange tchibera ngago badochiroza.
Now it is not the way you've been thinking of it.
Atumaleyo runye yuno
mika. Let's finish this verse in Micah.
Mika sure yo musanvu no runyiriri olokusatu.
Micah chapter 7 verse 3.
Engalozawe nti engalozawe zikwata kubyobubi okunyikira okubikola. Omulangira asaba. Omulamuza yagala okuwe bwenguzi. No mukuru ayogere ekibi ekibeera mu memeye. Bwebatyo bwebakirukira awamu.
That they may do evil with both hands honestly. The priest asks and the judge asks for a bribe. And the great man, he utters his evil desire. So they weave it together.
Olinyo lwokuna.
Verse 4.
Oyo kwaba asinga obulungi afanana ng'omwera mannyo. Omugolo kofumwabo asinga obubi olukomera olw'amaggwa. Olunaku olw'abakuumibo lwe ntonaku olw'abakuumibo. Lwe lwokulabirwako lutuuse. Kaakano we wanaabo okweraliikirira kwabwe.
The best of them is like a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge.
Iyamugamba nayo olaba.
Alekwe
kuronzeronze naye kukulire bali sisobole.
The rest I cannot.
Ekizibu ekiriwo alinga omugoro.
Problem the one who seemeth upright.
Alinga omwera mannyo.
Is like a briar.
Omuti guliyo gwa magwo ogumanyi.
That thorn bush. The thorn bush, the tree you cannot approach.
Nomutukirivu mubo
even the riders among them
alingange chikomera echiriko kamini
is like a thorn hedge
olabye tabu
have you seen the trouble
kakati chichiwa chinabi Musa aba prophet nabi ono Mika
now this
wachi mukama ya mugambe ibigambo
why did God tell prophet Micah these words
mukama yali ayagara
God wanted
amujuzo okumanya
that he fills him knowledge
namgana yeto gwani
he told him you're not worthy
Isobola kufura kabona
I cannot make you a priest.
Kabona yigiriza.
A teaching priest.
Nandi kuyigiriza byona.
I would have taught you all.
Bosoma mike sure soka.
If you read Micah chapter 1.
Onyori soka ya mugamba bwana.
Verse 1 he told him this.
Mike sure soka nolunyiriro lusoka.
Micah chapter 1 from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya mukama chajeri Mika. Omumosola omumola suti mu mirembe ja Yosamu akazi ne Kezekia baseka bakaba Yuda. Cheyalaba ku Samaria ne ku Yerusalemu.
The word of the Lord that came to Micah the Molashite in the days of Jotham, Ahaz and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Verse 2.
Muulire mwabama wanga mwena. Tega matugo gwensi. Nebyo byonna ebirimu. Mukama Katonda abemujulirwa erimwe. Mukama ngaima muyekalu yentukuvu.
Hear, all you people, hearken, O earth, and all that is in it, and let the Lord God be witness against you, and the Lord from his holy temple. Verse 3.
Kubanga laba, mukama ava mu kifo kye. Alika, nti alika, alita ambulida kubifu ebigulumivu ebyensi.
For behold, the Lord cometh from out of his holy place, and he will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth.
Yes.
He told Prophet Micah, what come from my holy place, we meet. I make up a mountain where I treat nations. I want to start from you. He told you, but you cannot. Those have sent them in the latter days.
He said
in the last days, he told him,
it
will come to pass the last days. Nations will come on the mountain, I teach them myself. I will not fill you knowledge. Yes.
Micah,
chapter 4, he told him that. Yes.
Okay.
Let us read, we say. Micah chapter 4, verses 1. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills. The people shall flow unto it. Verse
2.
And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Yes. Nations have come that they be taught of God. Told him, Micah, you see, I told it before to prophet Isaiah. I wanted most to fill the world with knowledge or race. But I seek for that priest who teaches and is godly, but I fail to find him in the people. It takes time, brethren. Because God chooses the entire world, and he first chooses out a thousand, and he knows these are thousands. One will chase another a thousand. And he first said, let me first get from a thousand one. One who can have qualities needed. You know, Prophet Isaiah, he was also told in Isaiah 2, it will come to pass the last days. The mountain of the house of God will be on the top. The nations will flock upon it, and they be taught of God. You reach to tell him no. The world in the time will be filled with knowledge. The world will be filled knowledge of God. As the water spread on the sea. When you read Isaiah chapter 11, verses 9. But all seasons to get a person God prepares. I want to tell you this. Right from the day you get saved, you enter in department of the church, you must be prepared as a priest. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And we teach you from there to start hearing the voice of God. As we separate you in a division, these have gifts in the office of the Father, in the ministry of Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit,
and
all those are being prepared into a priesthood.
To
take your level deacon and the bishop,
all
through you are being prepared to be a priest. As we say, these are judges.
That
these are musicians.
These are
elders of the church.
All
there you are in criteria of the priests. Then you enter here in the teaching priests. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
But it will
take you to commit yourself much. A godly person. Very expensive more than any precious stone. He has sacrificed their vessel.
It's
worthy for the master's use. I may not tell you much because of time. But God intentions of those wants to build in you in the Urim.
As
you communicate with him. That's why this time you say, but hearing God, it troubles me. My God,
I
want to hear God. But the mess is too much in your life. For let's say, who can find a virtuous woman? For in the other, you never saw them.
You see, if she
has more precious than any precious stone, you think a precious person to reach that extent, how do they appear? Then they have put in them treasure of knowledge. The vessel alone is very sanctified. You yourself, your body and your spirit, they are prepared on the higher level. That's why in the world it's not easy people hear the true God. People have many things they hear that they call God. The fallen angels. But when they hear them, according to the standard they speak by, you understand and know that is not the living God. God cannot leave the world in that state getting destroyed.
When
the gospel material gains and the sale of miracles,
and
come tell you, go build me a big powerful church, a cathedral. First tells you, go first restore the gospel. God is on standards. Me, according to you, I hear that he's so God and how they speak. They have not the Urims of God at all.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. Have you seen it? Let's read in the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10.
Omukazi omwegendereza ani ayinza okumulaba kubanga omuwendo gwe gusinga wala mayinja matwakavu.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Yes. That virtuous woman,
be it
a man, for we saw him, and one only we saw. But his value is what I want to show you a little. Cannot be compared with any precious stone you've ever seen on this world. What makes him expensive? God has sanctified your body and your spirit, and
he finished
out the evil spirit and every evil. After he put that treasure of knowledge, and then he draws you to himself, and he says, I will be God. We draw close to God when we finished out of the evil spirit. God to build a new system of the priests. Has to squeeze out every evil from you. Yes. Let's read Hebrews, we say. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 21. And having a high priest over the house of God. Verse 22.
Emitima jaffe nga jimansirwako okujjamu omwoyo omubi. N'emibiri jaffe nga ginaazibwa n'amazzi amalungi.
Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let's repeat. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 21. And having a high priest over the house of God. Verse
22.
Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. And our bodies washed with pure water. Yes.
Agambi.
He has said, when we have a high priest over heavens and earth, it is our Lord Jesus, the high priest. If we are to draw to him, and we
are
to draw to the Father,
Agamba.
He says, let's draw with a true heart, finish out the evil spirits, sprinkled upon water in the
world.
You must be ready to hear every word that is written to put it in action.
Nobody
tomorrow, every time they preach about me. But everyone coming, and it is of God, must be ready to hear it. And you finish out the evil spirits. And become a very expensive vessel, expensive more than any precious stone. God is going to build in you more precious things.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he says in
2 Timothy chapter 3,
starting verse 20 to 22. Second Timothy chapter 2 from verse
20. Nayera, nebye miti, nebye bumba, nebirala, ebye chitibwa, nebirala, ebitali bya chitibwa.
But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold or of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Now when God looks into us, we are his temple. But you look there, he say, all they are not vessels of gold. They are bowls of silver. They are about to reach in gold. There are also others of wood of the earth. Wood. Rubbish in the earth. And he sees you like that. A vessel like that, he cannot build in it. His system. And you go to shame him like that. He says some for honor, others for dishonor.
But
so bad to appear in that state. My God. In the house of God, you are a vessel of dishonor. You just take yourself as you want. The
world
drags you the way it wants. Prepare to be a priest of God. Are we together? Don't get angered.
Mune waliwo katona lwakulabanga tuliranye ku kibanga ekibya kya singo
kweta.
Ofuse wa muwendo kusinga mayinja gonna. Kitegeza ne zaabu omusuka.
Where you are precious more than any stone, more than even gold.
Is
the godly one prepared and they appear perfected more than any precious stone. Now when he looks to vessels like that, when he chooses out a thousand, he wants one. He knows how he weighs these vessels. And he first chooses out that at least, that which is honorable, precious, which has reached the level of silver, at least nearing to becoming gold. Yes.
That ingredients
to become more precious than more any other stone.
When
God sends you on that level,
there is nothing
precious in the world we can consider precious. Everything becomes cheap.
They
can't bring a Prado and you get all struck. Wow over what? Because you are very precious. That thing can amaze you. that they have brought millions of dollars, $100 million,
and you feel you're fainting over what?
To put level of
teaching priests, all that, they have killed it in you. God has killed all that in you. They don't make any meaning. And you feel knowledge of God in the world. And you manifest His presence.
It's
more precious than all of those. If you want to be struck by those, you are still very far even to be filled by God. Those are there to be used in this life, even in serving God. But nothing
change
on you neither to shake you.
I see
men and women all over the world, and when you see things taking them,
that it built a
pentagon. You think, what is that? That was just soil, and they made bricks from it. And they burnt. And they begin to honor them. And they joined with the sun and the cement you got from the dust. And you brought color painted. And it becomes very precious. You. I thank all you who can do good. But nothing can change me of those.
Amen.
This
one who says, now we have understood, apostle,
no
matter what we shall do, you will not be pleased. That you give a sacrifice to God of thanksgiving, you glorify Him.
But
if you will align your ways well, He will show you His salvation. Thank you for giving sacrifice of thanks. You glorified me. But if you
got
lines, your ways, you will not see heaven. Are we together? Let's finish Timothy. We see
Timothy chokubiri esule yokubiri noru nyiriri olwabiri morumo.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 21.
Kalo omuntu bayero ngosa kebyo anaberanga ekibye kyekitibwa ekyatukuzibwa ekisanira omwami okuwererezaamu ekyalongosebwa buli mulimu omulungi.
If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and fit for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Yes. If you purge yourself from those, you know those they have spoken about, you are to live a vessel of gold. All that you say that not become perfected, all those above, even gold,
more
precious than any other stone. Proverbs 31:10. Even verse 11. That your value is more precious than any precious stone. But now, if we come to the truth, look to that suit. Even when they dirt it a little, you quarrel about it. Look to the value you've put in that hair. Yes. That you paid it with your lips on the nails. You've given them time, not minded to align yourself. Yes,
they
are good. Thank you for looking good outwards.
But
inside there's one who says, not a vessel worthy, the Almighty. Yes, you know, you say, he took apostle, why not me? And he teach me. Me and you, we have a very big difference. That difference, you see the way I shepherd you. Me and you, we have a big difference. We totally differ in the way we speak, in the seeing, in hearing, in the movements, in doing, in sleeping, in waking up. We differ in all those. You just wake up. Me, I wait to wake up.
Lest
I don't remember well what I have seen. You wake up the world that God called you. It don't. Your mind is on it. Me, I wake up, the world has nothing to tell me. I think, God, what have you been saying?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Priests, are we there?
Let's
read verse 22.
Timoseo chokubiri, isule yokubiri, noru nyiriri olwabiri mwebiri.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
Na yoku ego mboko mbububuka, okwe walanga. Na yoku beriringa, obutukirivu, okukiriza, okuagala, emirembe. Awamu na abo, abamusaba mukama wafe, mumoyo murongo fo.
Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, love, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. All those you have to... If you are in those years, we still chasing from youthful lusts on those years. As we chase the youth from the lusts of the youth and the aged rise level in the lusts of the youth. And the elderly has brought out a dress. That one to want to be a priest of God. And the elderly man has brought out a fitting trouser.
He
has nothing like a muscle anymore on himself. He wants to be priests. He hates righteousness, faith, love,
emirembe,
peace. They have questions. Foolish questions, yet they want to be priests. Even asking foolish questions. If you just follow every question you ask, don't you, God dwells in the everlasting?
If
you ask beyond the everlasting, what is there?
To
come in the head that the everlasting cannot pass away, it's everlasting. I want to show you priesthood
how it is.
You don't just ask foolish things unto God. You have to be careful what you ask and what you speak.
It
means God will not teach you because of one reason. If
you
teach you, I end in the everlasting, and you ask him foolish questions, that beyond the everlasting, what is there? Let's read verse 23 we hear.
Timoseo chokubiri, isule yokubiri, noru nyiriri olabiri mwesatu.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 23.
Na yempa kezo obusiru siru, elane ezo buta igiriziwa. Ozire kanga, ngomanyinga ziza alokuruwana.
But foolish and ignorant questions avoid, knowing that they do produce strifes. Yes. You must not conduct foolishness on yourself. They are married people. They are getting foolish. This one who say now is insulting, abusing us. You know how you get foolish?
You've got married, you know what's done there, you've refused. And you have not a reason. You've just refused that foolishness. That you're going to do it as you profit, you refuse it. If he'll send you on mission, he profits by himself alone.
The
even things you do are foolishness. And they don't make you worthy become a priest. That foolishness in you. You ask questions, they are not online. Are we there? Get angry. But God doesn't like foolishness. Have a responsibility, you know it. You deny doing it. You can say, let me get foolish this time. Let's read verse 24.
Timothy chokubiri, esure yokubiri, noru nyiriri urabiri mwenya.
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 24.
Na yo muddu wa mukama wafe, techumugwanira kurwananga. Wabula okubera ngo mukakamu eribonna, omuyigiriza, omugumikiriza.
And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. Verse 25.
Abuulirira n'obuwombeefu abawakanyi. Mpozzi obanga Katonda alibawo okwenenya olw'okutegeerera ddala amazima.
In meekness, instructing those that oppose them, if God perhaps will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Yes. There are many things you have to avoid. But
2
Corinthians chapter 4, you write it down. Verses 6 and 7. After God sanctifies you, He begins to fill in you the treasure of knowledge. Takes in you to first build in you a way to communicate with Him. Yes.
This
vessel, so it seemeth of
earthly,
but he has done a work within it.
Worthy
to be filled in the light of knowledge.
Priest
has to bring the fullness of God as we've come rid of him.
Department is on number to yourself.
He surpassed all departments we've finished above. The teaching priest. Though we all called it the same priesthood.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And on this time, we have to be different. For the time has come upon us, and God fulfilleth all His promises. When He promised the earth will be filled knowledge of God, it's come to pass in our priesthood. It means we have to sanctify ourselves, fulfill promise of God to nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have to be very different and special.
You
speak with your brethren and tell them, let us get tired of foolishness. Why do we always begin to shame God in a generation? Look in our generation. He has many targets upon us.
You
speak with them.
Have
things you say, but you think, what will it profit indeed
when
we build intentions, God targets on us? Tell them, take away contentions. Retaining sins, those funny
terms,
not humbling.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus much. Let's read Colossians. We see.
Abakolinse chokubiri esule yokuna.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda ye yalagira nti omusana guli akamuchizikiza. Eyeka mitima jaffe okuleta omusana ogwokumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mumaso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse 7.
Na yobu gagobo, tulina wumu ya ebye bumba. Amanya amanje nyo galikega venge erika tonda. So serife.
But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Yes.
We gamba.
To say.
Atuke chisera.
It reaches a time.
Akufude chibia echebei.
A very precious vessel.
Nadiro bugaga bwonno bwokumanya.
All the treasure of knowledge.
Sinja kugamba ntujyo kumanya nina we mpiranga
mbura. I'm telling the things of knowledge I have where I feel I'm lacking. No. I need to speak all the knowledge as God gave it to me. The much power will manifest from this year 2022 in the month of September. Concerning knowledge, I have not a complaint before him. For I decided and he flight me very well and he turned me the other side and he ordered me very well. Yes. And he to fill in knowledge. You think it is hard? The hard thing, it is you. The other feeling you know, and the much power from God that he prepared long back, he searched you for. That is what he searched
for.
The reason he searched for you. Feeling you knowledge
and
losing the much power, the reason he's been seeking for you.
It means
it's not hard for him,
but
the reason he searched for you. Means all preparations giving you those that God finished. Now you is meant to commit them to. It's you to commit yourself to
it.
That he orders things which you've been lacking. Because when we go back to the Proverbs 31. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10.
Omukazi omwegendereza ani ayinza okumulaba. Kubanga omuwendo gwe gusinga wala mayinja amatwakaavu.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Verse 11.
Omutima gwabba gumwesiga. Sotabulwenga magoba.
The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that she shall not lack of gain. But we are a church espoused unto Christ. Even though, if the woman in nature, she appears virtuous, the heart of the husband indeed trusts her. But we unto God, if we appear like that, God reach and indeed he trusts you. It means in trusting you. He
say,
I'm no more calling a servant, but I call you my friend. Everything I've heard from the Father, I'm to tell it to you. Rich, he has to build a new system which fills in you all. You know, he reached it all in the disciples. The level reached upon you, some of you. I want to fill in you all the knowledge. Now the trouble came. The vessels were lacking. He told them, I had much to tell you, but there's no space to put them. And Peter is still having a mentality. The pig is an abomination. The fight was much until he chose another outside their circles. He takes them into the priesthood. He taught him by himself. He chose Apostle Paul. And he left them. He was meant to give that knowledge. Yes. He said, you have become my friends.
He
began to complain. We left our houses. We left the wives. The things. We don't
pick
that if you decide to serve the kingdom of God. We just wait for this counsel. Those we don't complain about them. What you lost, you lost. And when the writers fell, though they make a loss, they don't regret of it. You don't dare speak much. I want to advise you. If you decide to serve God, all loss you've made, give up on them. We wait for his counsel. If you go in those, you'll be like Peter, he promised 100 in heaven, even on the earth, and you fail to see the 100 of the earth. For when he promises you, did he expect you first seek for the kingdom and the righteousness? I add them on you. You think he promised just give like that? Praise Jesus.
Men
and women, they say, should we say amen or not? Praise Jesus much.
But
those we shall speak more of them. Let's read of John, we see.
John
chapter 15 from verse 13.
Tewali alina okwagala okunene okusinga kuno. Omuntu okuwaayo obulamu bwe olwa mikwano gye.
Greater love has no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Verse 14.
Mwe muli mikwano gyange, bwe mukola bye mbalagira.
You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Verse 15.
Sikyabayita baddu, kubanga omuntu tamanyi mukama we byakola. Naye mbayise ba mukwano. Kubanga byonna bye nawulira eri kitange mbibabuulidde mmwe.
From now on, I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does. But I've called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Yes. He told them, all I have heard from the Father, I've told them to you. Then in John chapter 16, he told them, I had much to tell you. All he heard from the Father, he told them to him, to them, according to the space they had in them, not according to the entire content he had as him. Yes. All those he heard from the Father, he said that which fitted in that they had, the space. Let's read.
Yokane sura ye 16 n'olunyiriri ole 12.
John chapter 16 verse 12.
Nchali nabinja okubabulira. Nete muyinza kubigumikiriza kakano.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now.
13.
Verse 14.
Nebo alijoyo omoyo wa mazima. Ana abalungamyanga mazima gonna. Kubanga tayogerenga kubuwe yekka. Nebyo na byanawuliranga byanayogeranga.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Yes. You know he had to tell them much, they be filled in knowledge. He said the space is not in you. You need the Holy Spirit to first come to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. You first get a light and reveal and guide you in all. Right then the fight began from there. As he came, he finds Apostle Peter. He brings down the vessel, tell him, eat whatever is there. He said, I've never eaten anything unclean. And they made stripes with each other. Praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. They ended the Spirit saying, Peter, let me leave him.
He went to
Apostle Paul in the next verse. He had sought Apostle Paul for himself. He said, let me go fill this in the Apostle Paul. Apostle Peter, we contend with him always. You know when he said the Spirit will come? And he will
convict
sin, righteousness, and judgment. And
he
increased space within you to reveal you all truth. They did lay it at their hearts.
See,
cometh he finds in the Acts, chapter 10, verses 9. Yes. From heaven there is every animal. He tells him, kill and eat. I
have
never eaten anything unclean.
Three
times. He said, you, what God has cleaned, never call it unclean. Apostle Peter, when he came out, he ate. When he went to the Jews, he began to complain about it. And he refused to connive with the Gentiles. The Holy Spirit saw it.
See,
this one will not become a teaching priest. Let me go choose Apostle Paul. Make him a teaching priest. I teach him by myself. Those happen. Are we together?
We wow.
And that's why you see in Galatians, Apostle Paul says, teaching I teach was not given me by man. God put him on a level of teaching priests, and he taught him by himself. And he reached the Apostle Peter, and he says, the wisdom which was given this one,
those
not stable and unlearned, they twist them for their destruction. Even Apostle Peter proved that indeed God can teach. But what Apostle Paul did, he was a Pharisee in the Pharisees. All he had counted rubbish. Now I wonder,
come
here, God make you a teaching priest. You're still in the rubbish of the old era, you join it up. I would have showed you much of that issue.
Paulo, Paulo,
the minister Apostle Paul is being made a teaching priest.
He started
all letters of the Pharisees as you studied in the theologies. Yes. Those you studied out there.
All
power is rubbish.
And
God says, since you've done that, come, I make you a teaching priest. I want to teach you by myself. I want to build a new system. We communicate together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read Galatians, we see.
Abagalatia esule soka noru nyiriri olekumi norumo.
Galatians chapter 1 from verse 11.
Kubanga mbategeza aboruganda. Ntienjiri yaburi lwanze siya abantu.
But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. Yes. He said, no. The gospel I preached is not according to man. Not any man who ever taught me.
This
taught God to teach how to profit. And Apostle Paul ceased to just think of him as an apostle. He was a teaching priest indeed. He was a teaching priest.
Yes,
God and he taught him.
He
taught him connecting with the Holy Scriptures which were there. And if you see him quoting in the Psalms, and the Lord spoke this, he writes the Hebrews.
He tell
them, bring the parchments I read them. He reads the side of God, connects with the Scriptures. He almost moved the entire heavenly journey. Moving it through the Bible. He ended in the third heaven. He showed him above all the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let us see here.
Abagalatia esule soka n'olunyiriri olw'12.
Galatians chapter 1 verse 12.
Kubanga nange sajiwe wa muntu, sisi yigirizibwanga, wabula mukubikulirwa kwa Yesu Kristo.
For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, But by the revelation of Jesus Christ, yes.
This
he was not taught it by man, not given it by any man, but revelation of the Lord Jesus.
That
he did according to what he did in Philippians. He said, even though he was a Hebrew in the Hebrews,
Pharisee
in the Pharisees, all those he counted rubbish that he can gain Christ. Christ tells him, the high priest of heaven and earth, come, I teach you through the visions.
Go speak
with the apostles I put on the world, and they will wonder. What you see now, which is before you, you think, who taught me? It is possible, but it is you who has failed it.
The
Apostle Paul studied things of the Pharisees. Let's go in the Philippians, we see. Philippians chapter 3, verses
3. Abenyumiriza mu Kristo Yesu era abatesiga mubiri.
For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in the Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Verse 4.
Newakubadde nga nze nyinza n'okwesiga omubiri, omuntu omulala yenna bw'alowooza okwesiga omubiri, nze mmusinga.
Though I may also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinks that he has reasons, he may trust in the flesh, I more.
Verse 5.
Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee. Verse
6.
Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Verse 7. But what things were gained unto me, those I counted loss for Christ. Verse 8.
Oba okutegeera Kristo Yesu Mukama wange, ku bw'oyo nafiirwa ebintu byonna era neerowooza okubeera mpitambi ndyoke nfuna amagoba ye Kristo.
Yea, doubtless, and I count all things to be lost for the excellency of the knowledge of the Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but rubbish, that I may win Christ. Yes. Target was if he can gain Christ. He wants to get the exceeding knowledge. And the rest will read them there. And ended and is on that. Even Apostle Peter, he said, remember in those days was like the pillar there. And he said,
we.
Concerning revelation of Apostle Paul, those are so exceeding.
Then we have seen
but where he surpassed them is where. You know, he was learned and he knew he was surpassing all of them in the studies of the world, in riches,
he
had in different nations.
He
was a citizen in Rome and a senior citizen. What they call
citizen?
They're one who governed that nation. You know, we are all citizens in Uganda. Here, in Uganda.
Every number senior.
But there are senior citizens in the nation. Because they even give them protection. Special protection.
Senior citizens.
The senior citizens. Have you understood me well? All
those
was rich, you learned. They were illiterate, yet they are proud. You'll forgive me speak of them, but they were like that. Them
to
testified at the end, after he made them jealousy. They just left women,
mayumba,
houses.
Kuvuba.
Fishing.
And
they began to complain over those. Apostle Paul left all honors of the world. He said, a Hebrew among heroes.
When they call
honorable Hebrews, nobles, he's the first there. When they call the chief Pharisees of the law, he's the first. Even the priests were there, he surpassed them. Yes. When they call those with riches, he was a Roman and is a Roman citizen and is a Jew, an Israelite.
Katonda.
You think God? For he said, I targeted Christ. And when he gained him,
he
took him, teach him in the vision that he can make him priest. Now it needs you to commit yourself special.
What
needs leave the world with its lust and desires and its pride? That is a very small thing. Yes. Very small. Upon which you see it small, it killed your grandfathers. It kills the aunties. It gets the uncle. Many of your brethren, it's killed them.
But
when you serve it, that is its wage. It means it's a very small thing. The wage of it is death.
Kufa.
The other one, the thing which killed my father, put them in hell, it's powerful. It's never powerful.
They served
it, never knew its wages like that. You think pride pays you how much? If you do it, how are you paid? How much? How many have been paid in their pride? You've been paid well in that your pride and not scars and hatred and the things like those. But if you look to yourself, some of what has messed up your face is your pride, big headedness.
I have
not said you, one of you.
Well,
who is one of you? It is the body. You are the spirit. You can make a difference.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read in Peter as we conclude.
Peter ekyokubiri isura eyokusatu n'olunyiriro lw'15.
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
Era mulowoozenga ng'okugumiikiriza kwa Mukama waffe bwe bulokozi, era nga muganda waffe omwagalwa Pawulo mu magezi ge yaweebwa bwe yabawandiikira.
And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Verse
16. Abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu bye banyola eranga n'ebyawandikibwa ebirala olw'okuzikirira kwabwe bo.
As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of little things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable twist, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Yes. Now trouble was there. Apostle Peter reached to say, some of those Apostle Paul wrote about,
In wisdom he was given of God. And the wisdom is in the words. Don't
speak
power in him, you shall wisdom. Wisdom that in the words. The wisdom which explains. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
The sun twists for their own destruction as they twist other scriptures. Now God, when he prepares you in the system of the priesthood,
he
has to build in you the transports we've spoken of. He builds the system to connect you to them in every place.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There is where he speaks in Revelation chapter 3. That I am in your heart knocking. If you open, we are going to begin dying together.
But
if you think you're going to eat usual food, it is the word. He builds you
system.
Every time you're in Revelation, though you are walking, though you are in the toilet, whether you're going to sleep, whether you sleep,
every
place you are learning. After he makes you a priest, a way he does, you are special, you have no time to communicate, not to communicate with him. You can speak in every place. In the toilet, everywhere. And give
you
this scripture, say, you see this. Now you see this if you join with this one. You see that light. And you are in Urim now. Now I want a famine. I want to speak with you. You see me in a video. Everywhere you want. Now that you want it, not that.
Wow.
But you think, how many are worthy to have it? When you include yourself, for you too, you want it. Stubbornness is hard to leave it. If you can get time, and you are the toilet and you calm down,
means
all the time to humble and calm down on the world, you can get it.
Amen.
If you've not been able to have, it means you have a special foolishness in you. Apostle Eli, the way he insults us. He's in Proverbs. Now he has insulted. No. If you get time to calm down on the toilet and you begin to force yourself on it to get out of sin from it, you can calm down in this life and get out of every bad manner from yourself, evil works. If you fail on that, then you have another special foolishness with yourself.
Or
if you calm down for poo-poo, think indeed. If you can come down in the toilet and you fail to come to this life, you
mean,
indeed you have a special foolishness.
No
matter how sit inside the toilet, you calm down the
earth,
you force it out. You can get the time. You have to immediately delete it quick.
Those
who be greeting you, ignore them, you're running. For their sins to have an instant, you need to instantly handle them by now, this moment. Before we leave this place,
or
if you have running stomach, even the neighbors, you don't greet them. Even bastards, they are here, you don't mind them. But you might want to think, this has to get out.
Why do
you try to be sanctified to get cleansed? You don't mind people's words.
You don't need to look elsewhere. Don't ask how they speak.
It
is sin which passes. And it's busting out. And those who compare to say, you too, it will happen on you. When you reach times of aligning yourself, you have to calm down. But still, there are sins we are quickened, and they need to run marathon. Don't wait for them. Now, if you want to be built in this system, for he speaks of it like this, almost he entered in you.
Makes
his system in you, then he has entered in you. You start with him right there.
Though
he speaks in the heavens, you hear him right there where you are. Priesthood is very interesting, for it's what you call to be. Let's read Revelations chapter 3. Revelations chapter 3, verses 20.
Laba, nimiridde ku luggi, neeyanjula. Omuntu yenna bw'awulira eddoboozi lyange, n'aggulawo oluggi.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will eat with him and he with me.
He.
Yes. There's a point to this, he
said.
Right, I am on the door. If you open, I will enter. We eat together. You eat with me. I eat with you.
Means
you reach it, let me ask him, Lord.
This
Isaiah was saying words. And he said that Isaiah 2, verses 1. It meant Micah, chapter 4. And you speak with him. And you eat. When he speaks eating with him, he doesn't speak the physical food.
He said,
there has been a thirsty and a famine of the world. But we
go
to eat together.
It's
me going to live as ask me. I explain. That is why you see priests, when they never had the Urim and you cannot minister, because you had immediate questions to answer, and people can ask you whether God himself, and you have nothing to answer. And when the Father has asked, needs you connect with the Holy Spirit immediately. Give you what to answer the Father. And he said,
so
you could know with the Father. Tell me. He has told me. What is this I see before me? And this is when the Father asks. And you speak to the Word. The Word, what is of the Father, is yours.
This
asks, what is it for? You know, it is yours. There is a special relation which has still filled us on this world, to agree, communicate with God, to enter in us, we eat with him. Because we're not going to eat usual food. We are on food of the word. Read in Amos, we see.
Amos esule yomunana noru nyiriri ore kuminorumo.
Amos chapter 8 verse 11.
Laba, enaku zijja bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Lwendi wereze njala munsi, eteri njala ya mmere, ne wankubadde nyonte ya mazzi, naye njala eyokuwulira ebigambo bya Mukama.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor of thirsty for water, but of hearing the word of God. Verse 12.
Abo bali bulubuuta okuva ku nnyanja okutuuka ku nnyanja endala, n'okuva obukiika obwa kkono okutuuka ebuvanjuba, balidduka nambira eruuyi n'eruuyi okunoonya ekigambo kya Mukama, so tebalikiraba.
And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, they shall run to and flow to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it.
Yes.
He sends a famine on the world and the thirsty
and
not eating of food, not of drinking water, but of hearing the word. People move mountains and they go valleys as they seek for the word. Not that the Bible is not there, but any vision of the book and they have sealed it.
And
everyone read there, they don't understand. They cannot explain the hearts of men. And we feel they get satisfied. And the spirits have filled, they have eaten. And they feel they need to climb mountains, seek for the Lord. They need to go valleys, in the field, in the south, in the north, in the lunch hours,
evening glory,
evening glory,
morning glory,
morning glory.
Morning glory.
Spirits are yearning.
Now,
at times we do not know we have that problem.
Not
say the word is not there, the Bible is not there. But all words of the book. And they have a seal on them.
Before
they read in the university, Bible college,
Bible colleges,
Bible university.
They cannot
bring that
word,
the word which explains the spirit. And it feels indeed. Yes. The Bible remains there. And the food seems to be there. But it stands invisible perhaps. What
is
saying in the Isaiah 29.
Isaiah chapter 29, verse
11.
Isaiah
29, from verse 9.
Mulindirire mwewunye, mwesimire dala muziba amaso, bata midde na isina mwenge, bata gata na isina chitamiza.
Stop and wonder, cry you out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. Verse
10.
For the Lord has poured upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes, the prophets and your rulers, the seers, has he covered. Yes. He powers on the spirit of sleep and
there's
no revelation.
And
men, they teach the word with women and it's dry. There is no revelation. There is no explanation. When they see much, every scripture they see a car there, they see a house, they see traveling abroad. And that's there they have seen.
But
when they preach about it, they begin to even speak tongues upon it. But they cannot see a vision beyond there.
Now,
spirits and the souls of the people, and they remain wandering. Isaiah chapter 29, verse
11.
And the vision of all has become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he say, I cannot, for it is sealed. Verse
12.
And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he says, I am not learned. Verse
13.
The Therefore the Lord said, since these people draw near unto me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men. Verse
14. Omulimu ogw'ekitalo era ekyamagero n'amagezi g'abagezigezi baabwe galizikirira n'okutegeera kw'abakabaka baabwe kulikwekebwa.
Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among these people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Yes.
Kubanga bamusemberera.
Because they draw to him on the lips, even their words, but hearts are not on him,
nor
was upon the spirit of sleep. Not that they sleep physical, but in the spiritual world they cannot see, they cannot get revelation.
And
whether they have read and study theology, and they cannot interpret the word of God.
If
it was not learned, they are the same. And indeed, the book, the Bible, it has a seal on it.
And
God has not given them wisdom to interpret and explain. Because he gives wisdom to interpret. Praise Jesus much.
Gives
understanding to join a thing upon a thing. And
gives
spirit of castle of time and seasons. Reveal your power in the word. And he brings light. All of the scriptures. And he brings fear of God. Passing through hating evil.
And
he fills you godliness in you. Now what is this, brethren? God to say, I will come in your life. I will start it together. We dine together.
He
speaks of his word. Means he builds a system in you. And it reaches. You are in him. He too is in you. And it reaches. His words are in you. To say, there is a special relation created between you.
According
to that is fixed in John 15. And the verse 7. And you reach even things to pray. You agree with him. No more of praying much. Where
there's no
understanding, he has accepted or refused them.
Answered
when or not to be asked. All those we give upon them.
We
remain though you pray prayer, I can tell you, I will not answer it now for this and this reason. I will answer it in this year. Yes. Praise Jesus much. Let's read the John we see.
Yokane sura ya 15 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
John chapter 15 verse 7.
Bwe mubeera mu nze n'ebigambo byange bwe bibeera mu mmwe, musabenga kye mwagala kyonna munaakikolerwanga.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask all that you need and it will be done unto you. Yes. God reaches and he's within you. His words are within you.
And
these prayers then there is
a
praise Jesus much.
So
but that he does it when he builds in you the spiritual transports through which he passes to work with you. You share a word both together. He reach a time and give you the book, the Bible, it's there, eat it. He gives it to you in one day and remain to keep explaining it to you. He gives it to you once. He remains to explain it to you. Comes in the vision, gets a book and eats.
No,
you eat it.
You remains,
now we're going to get explained. Passing through Urim, Thummim, the visions, the trance, the dreams,
Azotels.
I am going to explain basically
that.
You can come give you a book, what's the entire Bible you put in your life. And he remains to explain to you. It reaches when you're chatting. You cannot chat in any other way.
Except
scripture, you hear them tell you. When you speak a story, people hear you. There is speaking scriptures. And you reach those who are, they have understood. Everything you speak, they want to hear it well. Let it not pass what is speaking scriptures. Of stories of the world, you do not have it in you.
That's
what they did to olden prophets, told them, get the scroll and eat it.
Give
a revelation, tell him, eat the book. Let us read, we see. Revelation chapter 10, verses 1.
Nenda bamalayika omulala owamanyi ngako okuva mu ggulu, ng'ayambadde ekire ne musoke ng'ali ku mutwe gwe, n'amaaso ge ng'enjuba, n'ebigere bye ng'empagi ez'omuliro.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and the rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Verse 2.
Era yalina mukono gwe akataba akabikkuse, n'ateeka ekigere kye ekya ddyo ku nnyanja n'ekya kkono ku nsi.
And he had his hand little scroll open, and he set his feet upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. Verse 3.
N'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'empologoma bw'ewuluguma, bwe yayogerera waggulu ebibwatuka omusanvu nebyogera amaloboozi gaabyo.
And cried with a loud voice, as with a lion roars. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
Olinnya olwokuna, okubikkulirwa essuula ey'ekkumi n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Revelation chapter 10, verses 4.
Okubikkulirwa essuula ey'ekkumi n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Revelation 10, verses 9.
Ne ŋŋenda eri malayika nga mugamba okumpa akatabo, n'aŋŋamba nti twala okamire, era kanaakaayo olubuto lwo, naye mu kamwa ko kanaaba nti kanaaba kawoomerevu ng'omubisi gw'enjuki.
And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little scroll. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make you stomach bitter, but it shall be in your mouth sweet as honey. Verse 10.
Nentwala akatabo nenkajja mu mukono gwa malayika nenkamira, nekaba mu kamwa kange kawoomerevu ng'omubisi gw'enjuki, bwe nakalya nti olubuto lwange ne lukayizibwa.
And I took the little scroll out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my stomach was bitter. Verse
11.
And he said unto me, you must prophesy again about many peoples and nations and tongues and the kings. Yes. Praise Jesus much.
So
they can give you the scroll and the book once. Why say when you eat it sweet in the mouth?
Or took
when it reveals you things. They are very interesting. Where they get bitter. Speaking about them. And those who preach them to, they do not want them. Have you understood well? But you're going to be preaching nations.
Now,
God, what he does,
has
built in you that system of Urim.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He builds in you the system where he is going to best to explain it to you. Many times he can give you the Bible in one day. That is proved you have aligned yourself. Now explaining it remains in the spiritual transports. As you eat together, what? As
you
explain, you ask him, takes you in the vision you see, those, where are they that you've read?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So tetusobodde nnyo kugenda mukunnyonnyoka.
So we've not gone much to be explained.
System ways of
the systems how they abuse. I've shown you how they order as they will be building them. How God orders prepares you. When is bonus time as tomorrow? We shall get explained. How Urim, Thummim and the rest they are built. Next week concerning this department of the priests.
Who is
responsible over all the ones above. Departments coming as they prepare you.
The
intention is you be a priest. For in the seventh department of the holy angels. Of the seven groups of angels in the church of God on the earth. Till they choose from the priest to represent them.
It
will represent seven groups of angels. And they have two trumpets. One is for the commander. The other is for the leader. And still in the eighth department of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God. Priests are taught, those who teaching priests. They appear seven. They have three trumpets. For the God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And for the triple portion of the Holy Spirit. Means on the level of the priest, they prepare you much there. On the level of the priest, we have to get seven teaching priests. They get trumpets, each one of them. For the single portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, seven spirits. When we shall reach on department of the angels, of seven groups of angels, we choose our seven priests, those teaching priests, and the issues of angels. They have two trumpets, each one. One represents the commander, the other for the leader.
And
they represent the double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Now in the East Department of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, seven spirits, we still put seven priests. They have three trumpets of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and for the triple portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. And they are standing in the world, and if they come out, they teach and they blow those trumpets. Means they command that anointing to move, even the angels to follow it. So many things are going to happen after this studying, starting in the month of September, after we've ordered all as the Father wants them. I request to be patient, and you'll be very obedient all the days. You'll be ready to be prepared. It's good to prepare yourself that you'll be prepared. How one person prepared the bread when they take up pride, being stiff-necked, rebelling, not obeying. All those help you prepare yourself that you be prepared. So you await. May God bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.